Thursday, January 16th, 2020, Brachot, Daf, Yud Gimel. I'm sorry? Yeah, I have one. Okay, we're going to start Yud Beit Amud Beit, towards the bottom of the page. The Mishnah, the famous Mishnah, we all know it from the Pesach Seder. I don't know if we learn it always, but we say it always at the Pesach Seder. Maskir Yitzim Yitzrayim Balelot. The word lahaskir in biblical Hebrew, zachor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadsho, means, I know that's not fair the way I asked the question. You know, zachor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadsho may also mean to remember, but that's not what it really means, to mention. The word lahaskir in the Bible always is to mention. So zachor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadsho, you mention it, I'm kidding, zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek, so you have to read about it. You have to mention. Of course, when we mention something, we remember it a lot better. Maskir just doesn't mean we remember. We mention Yitzim Yitzrayim Balelot. Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Hareini Kiven Shivim Shana, right? He was like 70, as we'll learn in a couple of weeks, because they pointed him as 18. You become a Jewish leader, you age overnight. Velo Zachiti Shetemar Yitzim Yitzrayim Balelot. And I didn't merit to convince my colleagues that you should say Shema at night. In other words, until the time of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, during his time, people did not say Vayomer at night. It was that simple. Shadarsha ben Zoma, until ben Zoma came along. He was, I think, considered the great of the Darshanim. Shenemar Leman Tiskor. I didn't leave this pasuk in Re'eh. Leman Tiskor et Yom Tichamayer Tichraim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So why does it say the word Kol? So ben Zoma says, Yimei Chayecha Hayamim. Yimei Chayecha means today. Kol Yimei Chayecha, all the days, means Halilot. In other words, okay, the Chachamim Orim, no, the Chachamim still say, you don't say it at night, you don't say it in the daytime. Yimei Chayecha HaOlam Hazeh, in this world, Kol Lavi Limot HaMashiach. Even when the Mashiach comes, you will say Shema, the third paragraph, Yitziat Mitzrayim, which is the third paragraph of the Shema. But we don't mention it at night. The Chachamim say we don't mention it at night. Okay. Tanya, Amar Lem Ben Zoma LeChachamim. In other words, Ben Zoma says, hold on a second. I would have thought the question is the reverse. But Ben Zoma asked the rabbis, why in the world do you have a Pesach Seder in Yimot HaMashiach? Who needs a Pesach Seder in Yimot HaMashiach? Balok for Ne'emar. It says, Hine Yamin Ba'im, Nu'um Hashem, Veloim Ruot Chai Hashem. The days will come, nobody's going to talk about Egypt anymore. Egypt, that's old news. He's going to talk about this reestablishment of the state of Israel. That's a greater miracle than Egypt. Jews are going to come from all over the world. We're going to have the Mashiach. The Jews are going to get along with one another. Mashiach Naka, the Narishkeit that goes on today, it's upsetting to read the Israeli newspapers at the politics. They're going to come from all the nations. So they're not, so Amrulo, so Chaimu say, yeah, I hear that, people, but it doesn't mean, Lo Shatei Kar Yitzim Zarmim Koma, it doesn't mean there won't be any mention of the Exodus, it'll be minimized. El Shatei Shibud Malchiot Ikar, the freeing of the nations, the Messianic era will be main, right? That's what the Rambam says, Ein Bein, Olam Hazeh, Limot HaMashiach, El Shibud Malchiot Bilvad, democracy. That's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe assumed with the first Iraq war when the Berlin Wall fell and, you know, people thought democracy was on the move. That was the beginning of the Messianic era. Now, unfortunately, you see democracy is in retreat. The Yitzim Yitzrayim Tafel Lo will be secondary. Kayotze, but similarly, Atomer, very interesting, the comparison. Lo Yoy Kireshimcha Ot Yaakov Ki Im Yisrael Yeshimecha. We also have a change that we read a few weeks ago. Jacob's name will no longer be Jacob, it'll be Yisrael. Nu lo sheyakar Yaakov mimkomo. The Torah still refers to Yaakov. Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Yitzrayim, shvas reshana. Even after his name is Yisrael, we still call him Yaakov a lot. Ela Yisrael ikar, ve'Yaakov tafelo. Yisrael is his main name, but his secondary name is Yaakov. V'chein omer, al tizkuru rishonot v'kadmiyinot al Bonanehu, don't mention the early ones, and don't think about it and dwell on it. Al tizkuru rishonot, zushibud machiot, No, but not to remember the earlier things. That's the Exodus. I'm going to make you a new redemption. You'll grow and flourish. Tanya Rabbi Yosef, what's that? Referring Zumachem, Gog, Umagog. So you'll talk about the miracles of the war of Gog, Umagog. Mashallah, Mahadavar Domeh. What can be this compared to? Ladam Sheyamalech Baderech. Guy's walking in the road. Upav. And he came across a wolf. He was lucky the wolf didn't attack him. And he would tell everybody what a miraculous event. He was saved from the wolf. Then he's walking around and the lion comes. A lion's much more dangerous than a wolf. So he told everybody he was saved from a lion. But he didn't tell anybody he was saved from a wolf because who cares? When you're saved from a lion, that's much bigger. Nachash, very interesting. The Nachash is like the symbol of the enemy of man. So then he, there was a snake. So he forgot about the wolf. He forgot about the lion. Our later troubles make us forget our earlier troubles, but that's a funny way to express it, because what the Gemara is talking about is our later successes make us forget our earlier successes. But the way the Gemara is presenting it in reverse, which I don't really know why. It should have said gulat achronot mashkichot et gulat harishonot, but it doesn't say that. It says the bigger problems. Whatever, yeah, okay, fine. It's an expression, I guess. So now the Gemara is going to get back to this about Yaakov and Yisrael. In other words, we change something doesn't mean it necessarily goes away. So Avram becomes Abraham. B'tchila nase Avlaram. First he was an Aramean, the father, Mipadan Aram. U'b'lasov nase Avlachol Olam. And then he became the father for the whole world. Sarai, he's Sarah. Betchila nase Sarai leumata. First she was the princess. Sarah means a princess. Yiska. Yiska is Usar. Yiska also means to anoint. Right? Sarai leumata. Ubalasof nasat Sarah. She became the princess of the whole world. Okay, very nice. That's what the name changes. They went from being local people to being international people with an international influence. Tanya Bar Kapara, Kola Kore Lavraham Avram Over Basay. You violate a mitzvah, you violate a positive mitzvah. You're not you shouldn't do that. Shenemar Vayashimcha Avraham. Your name is Avram. You're calling the guy by his wrong name. You're violating what the Torah says you should do. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it's even worse. Over Balav, you violate a negative commandment. It's always worse to violate a negative commandment than not do a positive commandment. In other words, by not calling him Avraham, you violate a positive commandment. By calling him Avram, you violate a negative commandment. Shenemar v'lo yikra oden shimcha Avram. No longer is your name Avram. So the Gemara says, Hakore elemeta hakore li sarah hachinami. So the same thing should be when for Sarah. We don't call her Sarai anymore. So hatam kusha brichu amar l'Avram Sarai ishtecha lo tikra shema Sarai ki sarah shema. So God told Avram that no longer is Sarai going to be called Sarai. Her name is Sarah, and that's it. The name Sarai is in the dustbin. Elamayata Koreli Yaakov Yaakov Hachinami. So maybe the same thing if you call Yaakov Yaakov, it should be prohibited. Shani Hatam, the Hadar Adre Kra. The Torah itself goes back to Chdiva, Yomer Elohim Yisrael B'Marat HaLayla, Yomer Yaakov Yaakov. Right, the Torah itself uses, as we know, uses the name Yaakov all the time. So now the question is why? Of course, the Gemara doesn't explain any of this. Just quotes. So this is the simple reason: is because Yaakov is very different than Avram. Yaakov represents Yaakov as a sly, and Akev, Akveniz Pamaim. Yaakov represents the Galut, or the Akev, where people walk on you. It's a negative side of Jewish people. Yisrael is Sar-El, the Prince of God. And the Jewish people are both Yaakov and Yisrael. In other words, we didn't lose our Yaakov, in a sense, unfortunately, when we became Yisrael. But Avram, there's nothing to do with him. We never That's he moves over to a new stage in life. But that's and obviously that's what the Torah is saying, because they keep using the name Yaakov.
Regarding Sarai, that only Avram died.
Right, that's we can right. Sarash, right. Question is why? I know that technically that's what it says. Although we don't cause, in other words, one thing we're saying, it's not a prohibition. You don't violate a biblical prohibition calling her Sarai, but we never do. Right, that's what I say. Yeah, can you say the response is Sarai ki Sarashma implies, in other words, it doesn't really fit well. Should say it also by Sarah? No, we don't. What do you mean, no, we don't? The response is, yes, we do. Sorry, so it's a little bit, something doesn't flow 100% correct. Because I interpret it sort of based as I said the Pasuk, no more can we call her Sarah, and we never do call her Sarah. By Yaakov, it's different. Okay, so then Gemara says the simple question, we do call, when do we call Avram? We do it every day. Meiti Rabbi Yosi Bar Avi, Viti Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvid, yeah. Atawa Shomakar Shabrachar Tavrav, Avram, Asuti Merkastim, Asamta Shmu Avraham. The question doesn't even bother me. I don't know why it bothered the Gemara, but Amar Lei, Hatam Navi, who the Kamasada, the Shrachi, the Rev Manant, my the Habeikari. In other words, it's like we're praising God. Yeah, he went from Avram to Avram. So obviously, we're not mentioning Avram as a name. We're saying what happened. Probably the heter to mention somebody learns in about Shuva Yeshiva. That shouldn't be allowed. You shouldn't be allowed to say, shouldn't even be allowed to say a person's about Shuva. Maybe you're not. I don't know. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia says, Onat Varim is tell about Shuva, Zachor Masecha Harishon. Remember your earlier act. When you say somebody's about Shuva, you're saying, remember. So you could say maybe it doesn't apply there. It meant you can't, you used to eat pork. By mentioning a Baal Teshuva, even though you have in the mind you used to eat pork, you don't say it. So maybe that's not a prohibition. Otherwise, maybe it is prohibited. Zohar, how can you mention that? You're not allowed to remind the person. You're not allowed to remind him. We're mentioning he's about Teshuva Yeshiva. So mistama, maybe it is. I don't know if it's allowed. But if it is allowed, the heter to allow it is probably this Gemara. It's done. The Shevach, we're saying, look at this person. He once was a sinner, and now he's not. But it's not such a good teretz. The way the Mishnah describes Onat Varim, you're not allowed to remind him. Zechor Masecha Rishonim. Zechor, or you might say Zechor to mention, I don't know. Right. So how can you mention that? Right. So I you could say, because there, like everybody knows. Yeah, it actually is. I mean, I know, like people think I'm crazy, and maybe I think I'm crazy. Wait a minute, can't say Paul Dream Shiva. But I think we have to be aware of it. There, it is, it's not so simple that you can say he's a Paul Truva. It's not so simple you can do that. Because that reminds, and believe me, even if people mean it lekavod, I don't have to tell you in the shidduch world and all places, being a Baal Teshuva is a strike against you in many places. And so I don't know. You know, they're Baal Teshuva. You know, like the believe me when they say it like that, that's not l'shevach. Okay, I don't know, but I just you have to. Okay, Perek Sheni. Wow, Hadran Alach Me'ematay. Beautiful. We finished the first parak. I have to review. I'm telling you, when Tish Shef Yomi, I review the pages much more. It's otherwise I wouldn't review like this. Hayakore Batora. Now we're getting into pure lacha. The agadata now of most of them. We'll get some agadata later, but much of the agadata, the first parak is full of agadata. The rest of the Masechet much less so. Hayakore Batora. A guy's reading the Torah. Parsha Kriyat Shema, as Rashi say. He's he's laying for his bar mitzvah. He's leaning on Shabbos after it's past his bar mitzvah. Vigiyas Mana Mikra, he gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and now it's time to say Shema by 6 o'clock in the morning. Im kivein libo, so if he had in mind his heart that I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah of Shema, even though he's not davening now. Oh, you know what? I'm saying Shema now. I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'll learn my parsha and I'll fulfill the mitzvah of Shema. So the Gemara says Yatsa, good. He fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Now the Gemara says, when are you allowed to, when can you talk? This is an important halacha. Biprakim means in between the chapters. So in between Yotzer or Hamorot, the Mishnah will define what they are. Shoel Mifnei HaKavod. You're allowed to initiate conversation to someone of honor, distinguished honor, right? Where he said, a person you should honor. Umeshiv, and you can answer if they say hello to you. Be'emtza, if you're in the middle, v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, you're in the middle of the paragraph, shoel mipnei hayira, then you're allowed to initiate a conversation if it's somebody you have to be afraid of. Now, Rashi learns being afraid means like the king, he'll chop your head off if you don't say hello. Yira means fear. You could interpret yira means your parents, like they have to be, or your Rebbe, who you have to have the mitzvah of yira. So that's the question, does yira mean fear or the mitzvah like of yira from Kabbalah? But whatever it is, it's there are less people, like yira. So you can, in the middle of the parak, show him the yira, umeshiv divi Rabbi Meir. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda mer be'emtza, in the middle, shoel mivnei hayira umeshiv mivnei hakavod. Where the Gemara is going to explain, Rabbi Meir, it's equal. You know, you can ask mivnei hakavod and answer mivnei hakavod. Rabbi Yehuda, it drops a level. Obviously, to initiate conversation is a greater break in the davening. What gives you the right to initiate? To answer, it's not nice if you don't answer. So we're going to be more lenient. So shoam ne yirab meishiv im nehakavod. Ube prakim, in between, uchtaftam amazuzo betecha uvisharecha. And then a guy walks into shul, shoel mipnei hakavod. So if it's somebody, the rabbi walks into shul, you can for sure go and greet him in the middle of Shema. That's the halacha, what it says. I don't know why we don't observe this halacha anymore. And again, this is another one of the things I say kind of seriously. I don't know why we don't observe this halacha. Especially when somebody walks into shul, okay, mainly once that your friends all know they're religious, whatever, we don't talk in Shema. But a guy who's a stranger, a bar mitzvah, says somebody walks in shul, he's never been there before, a guest. Why shouldn't you walk over to him in the middle of Kriyat Shema? That's what it says.
You probably don't know this. It says mipnei hakavod.
Okay, so maybe the Akbar, but let's say he says hello to you. Umeshiv shalom l'chol adam. You can answer anybody. Any idiot you can respond to.
Practically speaking, that
was my question. I want to know why it doesn't happen.
You don't see who's coming in.
Oh, you don't, eh?
No.
When you're done with lots of kavanah, I'm very impressed. I don't know. I don't know. I find it, what, you don't notice him. I don't know. I mean, I understand why our shuls are different, but the halakha is very clear. You can talk to people in the middle of Shema. There is a question, when exactly you are Shema and who the person is. But for sure, in between paragraphs of Shema, if somebody says hello to you, no matter who it is, you can answer. And people sometimes tuck a walk into shul and say shalom aleichem to you. I mean, here I'm always the one complaining how noisy it is in shul. And here I'm telling people we should talk in shul. I'm not saying we should talk, but to say shalom aleichem is very important. That supersedes the prohibition of talking in shul or whatever. Right, it's more important to greet people, to answer, than normally you're not allowed to talk. Anyways, it's interesting. Okay, we'll see. The Gemara is going to pick up on that, but this is a... The Mishnah, nobody disagrees with this Mishnah. It's not like, somebody, we don't follow. It's everywhere. This is the halacha. Elohim ben haprakim. What's considered in between the paragraphs? Ben bracha l'rishona l'shnia. That's between yotzer hamorod and ahava rabah, or avat olam, right? Shnia ben shnia l'shma, ben shma l'vayam shamoa, ben vayam shamoa v'vayomer. And then the Gemara says, very interesting, and we know this, ben vayomer l'emet v'yatziv. Okay, Bein Va'omer Le Yemet V'yatziv, Hashem Elokeichem, that's a hafsek. But then Emet is the new bracha. So we all know we don't do that. We actually join Hashem Elokeichem Emet. Rav Yehuda Meir, Bein Va'yomer Le Emet V'yatziv, Lo Yafsik. And that's where you're not allowed to stop. And the way the Mishnah records it, it sounds like even Mifnei HaKavod and even Mifnei HaYira. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah, whereas it said, then you're not allowed to talk at all. And that's why our custom is, we say, Hashem Elokeichem Emet. We don't have a hefsek. Even though Emet is really Hashem Elokeichem, that's in the Torah, you know. And then Emet, that's not in the Torah. That's a later rabbinic, you know. They put it on to say next to Kriyat Shema. We say it together. The question is, why not? Why can't you be mafsik? Well, what? So the Gemara, we'll get there later. Okay. We can't do everything now. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Lama kadma parshat Shema levaya im shamoa. Now, that question doesn't make sense so much. why doesn't that question make? Why do we say Shema before Vayah im Shemot? Well, why shouldn't you? The question only makes sense because of the next question. In other words, Shema is before Vayah im Shemot. In other words, that's Hanukham Leibowitz has the thing. When Rashi asked, why is this Parsha next to that Parsha? So what does that mean? It means it shouldn't be next to that Parsha. Because if it is next to that, well, that's a debate in the Parsha. Is that what Rashi means? But if it should be there, if it happened chronologically order, so that's a question like when Rashi says that Parsha Shlach Lecha happened right after, Lama Nismecha Meraglim Le Miriam, because they didn't learn from the Lashon Hara of Miriam. So some of the people ask him, Rashi, what do you mean Lama Nismecha? It's Nismecha because that's what happened. The story happened that way. I don't need a Lama Nismecha. So that's a whole interesting question. So what do you mean? Why Shema Vayah before Vayam Shmo? Shema's in Parshat Vatchanan, and Vayam Shmo's in Ekev. Obviously, it goes first. Now, but we'll see. Kadeshi Kabbalah Omachut Shema Mitchila. Because first we have to accept heaven. Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. V'achar kach mekabalav o mitzvot. V'yam shamoa tishmu o mitzvotai. That's the mitzvot. V'avta Hashem Akeinu is also the mitzvot. But okay. But first you have to do the Om Achut Shemaim. That's the Shema Yisrael. Now here, it's only because of this question. V'yam shamoa levayomer. So why is V'yam shamoa before Vayomer? Now here, why should Vayomer be first? Because it's in Shlach Lecha. It's in Parsha Shlach Lecha. That should be first. So once you see Vayam Shemoa is before Vayomer, so now order doesn't make any rule. Then we don't care about the order of the Chumash. So now I can ask, why is Shema before Vayam Shemoa? Because in other words, it's not based on the order of the Chumash. The first question only makes sense once you have the second question. So the Gemara says, Shayayim Shemoa noheg beim hayom ubeim balayla. This contradicts what we just learned. We just learned Meskim Yitzim Yitzrayim Balelot, right? But Shvayim Shema Vayom Noheg Beim Yom Vayomer Noheg Ela Beyom Bilvad. This goes against what Ben Zoma, Rav Elazar Ben Azari said. No, am I wrong? Now we just spent the Mishnah learning. We had a machloket, but we paskin that you say Yitzim Yitzrayim Balelot. So you want to distinguish that Yitzim Yitzrayim your chayiv at night, but since it's not, it's sort of funny. The two Mishnahs don't seem to flow well together, which is fine. That's not, they don't have to. But I'm just saying, Vayomer, because we learned yesterday, we say Vayomer for five reasons. Four of the five apply at night. Only one doesn't apply at night. So it's a little bit of a funny thing. Now, it starts on Tzitzis, but the other four reasons. But anyway, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Vayam Shemoa, Vayomer doesn't apply at night because, you know, Tzitzis doesn't apply at night. Okay, so now the Gemara gets into one of the ongoing discussions appears a number of times in Shas with no concrete conclusion. The Gemara never really reaches a conclusion. And there is different opinions. Shema mina mitzvah tzricha kavana. You can learn from this Mishnah that mitzvah need kavana. Why? Because the Mishnah says, im kivin lebo. That's it. Now you could answer, okay, the Gemara is going to give, okay, so the Gemara says no. You can't prove it from there. Why? Maim kivin lebo, kivin likrot. In other words, mitzvah tzricha kavana means you have to know you're doing a mitzvah. Maybe our Mishnah, you don't have to know you're doing a mitzvah. You don't have to have in mind a mitzvah. You just have to have in mind to be reading it, as opposed to a sofer, let's say, or you're coming or you read the word, you don't even know what you're reading. You know, like sometimes you say something, you don't even know what you're saying. You're just repeating after me. So that's what we call mitasek. The action doesn't relate to you. So maybe mitzvah don't need kavana. And when the Mishnah says, im ki vein libo, it's talking about reading. So the Mishnah says, that doesn't make any sense. He is reading. The Mishnah says, hayakore bishma. When he had kavana to read, he's reading. I don't need the Mishnah to teach me if he had kavana to read. He's reading. So obviously he has kavana to read. Otherwise he wouldn't be reading. So he says, no, like what I just said, bakore lahagia. He's not reading it. He's totally not. He's reading. He's saying the words, but he's not reading it. He's not paying attention. He just wants to check that the Sefer Torah is a kosher Sefer Torah. So he's looking at the letters. He doesn't even know what letter he's looking at. He doesn't know if it's one word, seven words, doesn't care. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. A person, he's totally not paying attention. He's just reading the words. And then, somebody wakes, hits him on the head. It's my creation. Okay, I'll read. He doesn't know. Oh, you should say, okay, so he doesn't know from any mitzvahs. It's okay. So that's, the Gemara basically says you cannot prove one way or another. Now, we don't prove that mitzvah don't need kavanah. You could still interpret, the simple interpretation is, he has kavanah. The Gemara says, no, you can't prove that he had kavanah. That's us. We have no proof one way or another. And this, you have all the time. Rashi refers us to a guy who blows shofar, because he likes to play the trumpet, or not the trumpet. Maybe I don't know what instrument is closest to a shofar. What? Who cares? He's playing musical instruments. He has no intention to blow shofar, but he happens to blow it. The key is for him in a trua. Yeah. So that's it. So the Gemara says he is yotze hatokel l'shir. He blows the shofar for song, not for any mitzvah. He's yotze. Who needs kavanah? Or he likes the sounds. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Kriyat Shema Kichtava. Kriyat Shema has to be done as it's written. Divrei, meaning in Hebrew. In Hebrew. Have to say Divrei Rebbe. V'chachamim reim b'chol lashon. You can say Shema in whatever language you want. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, or God, the Lord is one. My Talmud the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say you have to say in Hebrew? Amar Kra. V'hayu. V'havatamay. Like this. V'hayu. Rabbana and my time, why can it be in any language you want? Amarka Shema, here. If you don't understand the language, you don't know Hebrew, that Shema doesn't mean here, it means listen, pay attention. We can't pay attention. You don't know the language. B'chol Lashon, Ata Shomea. And now, the Gemara doesn't say it, but the implication is you wouldn't be out saying Hebrew. In other words, if you only speak English, maybe you shouldn't say it in Hebrew. B'chol lashon shata shomea wouldn't include Hebrew. Although the way it's generally understood is the Chachamim say you can also say it in another language. Hebrew is a given because you're saying it in Hebrew. But okay, anyways. Will the Rebbe nami hachdiv shema? So what does Rebbe do with the pasuk of Shema Yisrael? B'chol lashon shata shomea. Humibayle hi shema las necha ma shata matzav epicha. You have to say Shema out loud. You have to hear yourself say Shema. You can't read it. You have to say it. V'rabbanan savrei. They don't agree with that. You don't have to say it out loud. You don't have to hear yourself say the Shema. Okay. Well, so you have a machloket. You have to hear yourself say the Shema. And can you say it in the language? Bila Rabbana, now they ask the question in reverse. Rabbana nami hachdi vayu. So what do the rabbis do with the pasuk vayu? It's got to be this way in Hebrew. Ah, hahuma baile shalo yikra the mafreya. You can't read it out of order. What does it mean out of order? I don't, it doesn't mean Vayam Shamoa before Shema. That's not what it means. It means, because I don't think it means that. It means like, question why? It means you read, Ukshartam Yoda Yadecha Vayilot Otavot Beinanecha, Vahavtata Shema Kecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshcha. You read the psukim within the parsha out of order. Why? Because to say Vayam Shamoa, there's no reason to say, it's just, I don't know. I just know it. I'm sure the Rishonim talk about it, but just it can't be. But say, who cares what order you say? You said that, in other words, Lama Kadma. Okay, it's nice to say Shema first, but it's not like Ma'akev in the mitzvah. You were Mekabel Ol Malchut Shema. You're Mekabel Ol Mitzvah. It's very hard to say that if you're Mekabel Ol Mitzvah before Shema, you know, maybe. I'm sorry. Oh, Rabbeinu Yonah Taka says like he says. Okay. I good. I said I was in the Rishonim. Okay, great. Thank you. To me, that sounds. Rabbi Artsko. To me, that sounds strange to say that. But I hear the Mishnah is Ma'akev. Lama Maskim. You have to say it first. Okay. I hear that. Good. Great. Okay. Shalei Kralim Afreik. Right, because Rashi says could go and be Rashi does. It could be according to Rashi, Ukshartam Yoda Yadecha, and then Vahavta. You are Yotze, maybe because Rashi says what's Riyah Ubisharecha Beitecha Mezuzot. In other words, that's what Rashi says. So maybe Rashi doesn't even mind if the psukim are out of order. You said every pasuk. Who said what order? You said pasuk. Maybe, and then why not? If the prakim are out of order, why can't? But I somehow would distinguish. Now, so I say like nobody. basically, because I, right, because according to Rashi, it's got to be the psukim are jumbled up. I would assume the psukim jumbled up is no good. And I'm afraid it just means within the psukim, but I don't know. I would assume both. I would assume Shalai Kamapia includes the psukim, but I'm not sure that Rashi includes that. Right, everybody agrees the parsha. Okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry. If you look hard enough, you'll find the Rishon who says it. Okay, let's go on. For Rebbe Shelo Yikra LeMafreya Menale, how does Rebbe know he can't read LeMafreya? Nafgalemi Had Dvarim Had Brayu Had Dvarim. These things. Okay. For Rabbanan Dvarim Had Dvarim Lo Darshi. That extra hate doesn't mean anything. Not every letter in the Torah you can make a church from. I know that sounds like apikorsis, but that's the way it is. Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. Lemeimer the Sever Rebbe Dechol Torah Kula Bechol Lashon Emra. So does that mean Rebbe holds the rest of the Torah can be said in English? Because if Shema has to be said in Hebrew, why didn't he need a pasuk? The Emra, the Isak Adachl Bashon HaKodesh, if you're going to tell me the whole Torah has to be read in Hebrew, what do I need a pasuk for? It just be included the whole Torah. So it must be the whole Torah could be said in any language. What is the whole Torah? So that's, we don't have time to get into it. Rashi says, when you read the Chumash on Shabbos morning, you read Parshat Shmot, so you can read that. And these are the names of the people who came to Egypt, Reuben, and you just read the name. Who has to read it in Hebrew? Only Shema has to be in Hebrew. So the Torah says, not necessarily. Again, we don't prove one way or another. Itzrich mishum dichtiv shema. No, because we have shema b'chol lashon, so I need vayu to counteract that. Okay. Now, the same thing on the rabbis. The main read the savar, savri rabban and the chol Torah kula b'shon HaKodesh. Since the rabbis say you can say shema in English, it must be the rest of the Torah you have to say in Hebrew. If it can be said in whatever language, I don't need a special pasuk. That Shema can be said in that language. Shema d'chrekman alamali. So it's the same answer in the verse. Ishrik mishum d'chti vahayu. Okay, so they're playing. So you can't learn anything about the rest of the Torah. That's the bottom line. Just I'll point out very quickly. Tosfot's question is that Rashi doesn't make any sense because Kriya Satorah is not a biblical mitzvah. Kriya Satorah was mitaken by Ezra. He says that. In other words, how can the psukim and the chumash vayu relate to something that came later? So Tosfot says maybe chalitza, maybe whatever it is. Okay, can do on your own. Ask Archerol. Tanu Rabbanan. I don't know if they discussed it. Though, I'm sure. Tanu Rabbanan. Vayu shelo yikra lemafreya. You shouldn't read it out of order. Hadvarim alavavcha. Vayu dvarim shelo yikra lemafreya. Yachot ye kol parsha tzricha kavana. Do you need to have kavana for the whole parsha? So Talmud Lomer, ha'ela. Vayu hadvarim ha'ela. Ad kan tzricha kavana, mikan ve'elech ein tzricha kavana. You only have to know what you're doing for the first verse of the Shema. Amazing. Diva Rabbi Eliezer, Marli Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, Harehu omer, asher anochi mitzvcha yom alevavcha. I'm saying it about right. Mikana talomeid shekola parsha kula tzricha kavana. No, asher anochi mitzvcha yom, the whole parsha. I'm sorry?
It means everything.
Right, right. Asher Anochi, all the future things we're going to do. These are the things we're going to command you. So you have to have it in mind. The whole first parsha needs kavana. Amar Rav Barachan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Karabi Kiva. That's the halacha. You have to have kavana. Ika the Matalei Daha. Some say Rav Barachan is like statement. The halacha is like when was on a different discussion. Hakoreyat Shema Tzarif Shia Kavein. I mean, it's a similar discussion, but Hakoreyat Shema Tzarif Shia Kavein Etni Bo. Whoever reads Shema has to have kavana. Rav Achamar, Mishum Rav Yehuda, Omer Kevin Shekivin Liv with Perik Rishon, the first Perik, Shumei No Tzarik, which is the same idea. Amar Rav Achana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halachak Rav Achashemar Rav Yehuda. Okay, so right now we say you have to have kavana for the first Perik. Tanya Idach, we have a different, another Breita. Vayu, Shalo Yikra LeMafreya. So you have to do the first part, the first part, you just have to think about it. And the second paragraph, you have to read it, but the first paragraph, no, you have to read the first paragraph of the Shema. Mikan veilach mitzvah kvana. The second paragraph, Bayam Shema, you only need kavana. It's interesting. In other words, you need to read one and think about the other. Just the debate, which one you have to think about and which one you have to read. You don't need it.
You don't need it.
You don't need it. Yeah, obviously it's good to have kavana. In other words, but the Gemara knows people are, you know, remember, especially by Shema, you can say walking in the street, you can say whatever you're doing, you're much less likely to have kavana. You're sort of mumbling like Ashra, you know, you just sort of, you started and you go on autopilot. Like, you don't think about what you're doing. Maishna mikan ve'elech mitzvah kriya. Well, why is the second paragraph kriya? Dechliv ledaber bam. It says in the second paragraph, I need when I'm not davening, like I don't know the things off by heart. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm ledaber bam. So hachinami, right, it says v'dibarta bam in both the first and the second paragraph. So why is the second paragraph they have to say it and not the first? So hachikamar adkan mitzvah kavano kriya. So the first paragraph, you have to say it and think about it. Mikan ve'elech kriya below kavana. Kriya, just have to read it. Okay. So the first paragraph is more important, which makes sense. Umayshna adkan mitzvah kavana v'kriya. Why do you need both? Tichtiv alev avcha v'dibarta bam. You have to speak in them. Alev on your heart, kavana v'dibarta bam. You have to kriya. Hatam nami, but in the second paragraph, whatever it says, levavchem, the bam, it's the same thing as there. So also both. Hahume vaile, no. That's talking about something else. That's not talking about you have to have kavana. The Rabbi Yitzchak Tamar v'samtem et vareileya alevavchem, a shvicha shitei sima kenegadaleiv. That teaches us that tefillin have to be next to the heart. The Alev Avchem there is not talking about saying the Parsha. In the first paragraph, they're saying it's telling us about the Parsha. To talk about so it's got to be, you know, V'dibart Avam. It's not talking about tefillin. But in the second paragraph, it's talking about tefillin. So it doesn't, you know, your heart can be wandering. You can be thinking about the football game if you want.
The first paragraph is definitely
no, it's later. That's a separate pasuk. But the Dibartabam is before that.
So you had read Ma'el Lasher of the Mitzvah. You have all of at least words that are commanded that should be on your heart. Mishnah Tamu Lanecha Dibartabam. You have to look at that. You're like, so come away before you get to fill it. Ashen and Tamu. Whereas here it's with something.
Okay, Amar Rav. Rav Yoshi Amar Adkan Mitzvah Kriya. Now we're going to do the opposite view, right? We had Machloka, which is with some Rav Yoshi, said, Adka mitzvah kriya. The first paragraph, you have to read. Mikan ve'elech, the second paragraph, mitzvah kavana. So, Maishna mikan ve'elech, mitzvah kavana. Why is the second paragraph kavana? Mishum nechniv, alev avchem. Because it says on your heart. It's sort of the same sugi in reverse. Trachanami, niv alev avchem. It says so in the first paragraph also, with your heart. So, haki kamar, adkan mitzvah kriya ve'kavana. So he agrees. Everybody agrees the first paragraph, kriya and kavana. You have to say with kavana and you have to read it. There's an earlier debate we just saw. You have to hear yourself read it. But you have to say it, right? Read it. Now, mikan ve'elech mitzvah kavana below kriya. So the first opinion we just saw, it's the second paragraph you have to read without kavana. The second opinion is the second paragraph you don't really have to say it. Just have to think about it, have it in mind. Umayshna adkan mitzvah kriya v'kavana d'chtiv alav avcha v'dibart abam. Same idea. Hatam nami chtiv alav avchem l'deber abam. No. It says l'deber abam in the second paragraph. So the hat hohu b'divrei Torah. No, it says v'limadatam antam epenechem l'deber abam. Right? Isn't that what it says? So the speaking is on the limud, on limud Torah, but not on this paragraph. It's limud Torah in general. Vachi kamar rachman, and this is what God is telling us. Igru b'neichu Torah, hiechdi l'girsu b'hu. Teach your children Torah, so they should speak in Torah. But v'limada tamatam epineichem. I remember, right, Rav Tabori always used to quote first, v'dibartam bam v'lo b'dvarim b'teilim. You should speak in it, in Torah, not in Narishkei. He used to say that because he'd walk into Shir and say, Jay, what do you do with the Pasuk with the Bartha Vam below the Arm Batalion? Because I was talking for Arm Batalion. And he wanted to know, yeah, that's how he would. His son, please God, is coming next week. We're bringing his son next week, Rav Aviyad. You know, Rav Aviyad. As a matter of fact, I asked him, he's going to speak on Shalosh Yudas on his father, but his father, you know, just passed away just before Yantav. Anyways, you didn't know him, right? Anybody here knew Rav Tabori Sr.? Yeah, you knew him from Gush? How did you know him?
I worked there together with the Rosh
Yeshiva. No, the father, Binyamin. Nobody knew him. He was my Rosh Yeshiva the 4 years I was in Ur Chaim. He was a great man. I mean, I'm sorry? Yeah, we had him a number of years, right. He was here. He came in 75 to 79. The first year that this building up was opened up, I started high school. He was our Rosh Yeshiva, and he's a very big Talmid Chacham. And he was, I wrote an article about him. But he was sick for Rechman Elishlan a while. Okay, but anyway, so his son teaches in Eretz Tzvi or whatever. Yeah, okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Okay, Adka, now we're going to hear more opinions, how much Kavani you need. Maybe less, maybe not the whole first paragraph. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Adka, Tzricha, Kavana, Lev. That's it. For first line, then you're free. You can talk, think about, you know, baseball. Divrei Rav Meir. Amar Rava, Halacha k'Rav Meir. Yeah, we follow that. That's it. No more Kavana. It's not Asur to have Kavana, it just isn't needed. Tanya Sumchus, who is a colleague of Rav Meir, Sumchus Omer, Kol Amarich Bachad, Marichim Lo Yamav Ushotav. If you elongate, you know, say Achad, take a long time, you have a long life. Now here, obviously they pronounced Hebrew a lot like differently than we did, because there's no way I can do what he did. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Ubedalid. I have no way of knowing, I have no idea how to pronounce a long Dalit. Achad. You can say Achad. But no, yes, with a long dollar, I have no idea how to do that. I'm sorry? Like that, like the. Okay. I'm saying they pronounce it slightly differently than we do. We know our pronunciation messed up. Only the Yemenites have the proper pronunciation. Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The Temanim have the right pronunciation. And they read the Torah. A Yemenite gets an Aliyah, he lanes. The old style. I don't know why that they allow that though, because it's embarrassing. The rabbis did away with it, not to embarrass.
Because they all know it.
They all knew it. Okay.
How do Yemenis pronounce the dollar?
I'm sorry.
How do they pronounce the dollar?
That's what we're saying. That's they pronounce it as a Z. I don't know. They pronounce it slightly differently than a way that this sound.
Like a th.
Okay. Amar Ravashi, ubelvad shelo yachtof bechet. You can't skip the chet. You can't say. You have to say echad. Well, you have to pronounce echad. Okay. Rav Yirmi aviyatav kamedi rochi baraba. Rav Yirmi was sitting in front of rochi baraba. Chazid avi marich tuva. He was taking 5 minutes. Echad. You know, Hashema. So I says, listen, calm down. Don't be so religious. Amarle came in them lichte lamalo lamata larva ruchod ashrayim tulo tzarach. Once you thought that God is the king, up, down, here and there and all around, what north, whatever, all the directions, that's enough. You know, and you don't need 10 minutes for that. In 3 seconds, you can do that. That God is the king. It's very interesting. I love when they do things like this. You know, like enough davening already. Amarav Natan Barmar Ukva Amar Rav Yehuda Alva Chava Mida. You have to stand. Whoa, we just earned. So Tosfos says that doesn't mean you have to stand. Tosfos means if you're walking, because we Paskin like Beit Hill, if you're walking, you should stop for the first Pasuk of Shema. It means the first two Pasuk of Shema. You stand because it's nicer. You have to have Kavana for the first sentence, so it's harder if you're walking. But a simple Pasha would be you tak have to stand. But anyways, it's not just those words, it's the first two psukim of the Shema. Okay. The rest you can lie down, do whatever you want. Rav Yochanan Amar Kola Parsha Kulo Bamida. Whoa. The whole first paragraph you have to stand. Vazay Rav Yochanan Latame, Dema Rav Rachanam Rav Yochanan Halacha Kuravacha, Mishun Damar, Mishun Rav Yehuda, that you have to have Kavana for the whole thing. And he's assuming you can't have Kavana if you don't stand. That's why we have to stand for the Amidah. The Amidah, the Shmon Esri needs Kavana. So you have to stand. The mission is later on in breakfast. If you can't, you're on a boat. You can't stand. Okay. You're on a plane sometimes. You want to? I'm sorry? Right. So that's why Tosfot says it means you should stand for that pasuk. Stand still. You're right. Even that's a little bit again. Okay. So what? All kinds of opinions. Okay. Let's try to do a couple more lines. Turn around and Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shema Chad, Zukriyat, Shema Shema Rabbi Yonasi. Forget Kavana Kriya, nothing. Rav Yehuda Hanasi said every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh, Hashem HaChad, nothing else. No, nothing. That's what it says. Zu Kriyat Shema Rav Yehuda Hanasi, Amar Le Rav Chiya, Lo chazine le Rabbi de makabel omal machut shemaim. Says Sirochisa, Rebbe wasn't accepting the yoke of heaven. He didn't say Vahta Shema Kacha B'chol Vacha. It's not enough to say Shema. Amar le Bar Pitchi, no Bisha Shema Vir Yadav Al Panav Mekabel Avo Machut Shemaim. No, no, he did it. While he said Shema, he was Mekabel O Machut Shemaim in that minute too. In other words, it was enough to be Mekabel O Machut Shemaim. See, Rashi says, I'm sorry. Rashi said he was saying it too early. He was saying Shema too early, so he wasn't Yotze. So he said, no, during the Shir, at one point, somebody asked him a question, and he went like this. So he put his hand, so that was his Kabbalah Do Machut Shemaim. Right? It wasn't that he said it. But he didn't say anything else. So the Gemara says, Choser V'Gomra, did he read, when the Shir was over, did he re-say the Shema? Oh, I know Choser V'Gomra. Bar Kapha Remo, I know Choser V'Gomra. Nah, he didn't say anything else. Rav Shimon Rav Yudimer, Choser V'Gomra. They said it after, he didn't say it in the morning, he was giving a shiur, so he didn't want to interrupt the shiur to say the whole Shema. But when everybody went home, he said Shema at 9 o'clock. But he didn't say it in the shiur. No, he didn't say it afterwards. Amar le bar kavra le shim rabbi bishlam aladidi damine no chozer begomra. I said, I make sense. I say he didn't say anything. He just said Shema. Every shir Rebbe Yehuda Nasi gave, he always mentioned Egypt. You know what? Because that's a separate mitzvah. We say it as Shema, but the mitzvah, Yitzim Yitzrayim, is not really Shema. It's appended to Shema. No, he didn't say the third paragraph. So that's why he had to shtip in something about Egypt. Maybe if a Mishkalot or Honest Business or Repeat, whatever we discussed, he threw in something about Egypt. Lididach. What does he have to do that? So he says, because he wasn't going to say Shema, the shir went on till 11 o'clock in the morning. He wasn't going to say it, so he had to say it bismana. That's an interesting machloket. It's fascinating. Only says Shema Yisrael. Amar Rav Ela bar Rei the Roshmul bar Marta Mishmei the Rav. Amar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad v'nenes b'shina yatsa. Now anybody, you said Shema and you fell asleep at night. That's okay. You don't have to wake him up. I'm really Rav Nachman the Darav. The Rav Nachman said to Darav, his slave, "Bipsuka kamat saran." You know what? If I'm asleep and it's night, I have to say shower in the morning. Get me out of bed to say one pasuk. Bother me. But if I fall back asleep after one pasuk, you can let me sleep. Ve'lo titzaran. Don't bother me anymore. Amar le Rav Yosef, it's amazing. I mean, can you imagine today if the rabbi of the shul said, I only say the first paragraph, first line of Shema, I'm asleep, and I don't wake me up, I shut off the alarm clock, the alarm goes out, I put it on, and that's it. Can you imagine? Like, that's unbelievable. Okay, Amar le Rav Yosef, the Brady Rav, Abu Cheche Avid. So how did your father do it? For the first pasuk, he'd make extra effort. Yeah, it's important to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein. The rest of Shema, Lo Mahamet Sar Nafshe. If it was hard, he wouldn't say it. It wasn't a big deal. I'm a Rav. Let's just parkin on Lo Yikra Kriyat Shema. Parkin means somebody who's lying on his back. He's lying. That's considered disrespectful. Mikra Hu De Lo Likre. Hamin Gashaper. So I mean, he can't say Shema, but he can sleep that way. There's a lock. You're not supposed to sleep on your flat on your back. So that implies he can. So the Gemara says, "Vaha Rabbi Yeshua light amandegane aparkin." He would curse or give malchut to somebody who slept on his back. Amri minge to kimatzle shapir. He would. It's okay if you're on back. You just have to lean a little bit, so you're not 90 degrees or 180 degrees. Just you make a little bit. It's okay. Shapir dami. Mikra, that's to sleep. But mikra, afagav de matzle yasur. No. But to say Shema, you can't be lying down at all. Like, you have to do more. Rav Yochanan, matzle vikari. This is the first time we see this. But Rav Yochanan used to say Kriyat Shema while lying in bed on his back and would just lean over a little bit. Shani Rav Yochanan de Baal Basarhu. He was very heavy. He was very overweight. That's what Gemara says. And therefore, it was hard for him to get a bit. Correct. As if I was going to say that, the Gemara in Bava Metzia says he was extremely beautiful. And that time, being overweight was considered a good thing. The Gemara actually, when they want to insult him, they say he's so fat that an animal, if he's there and him and some other rabbi are standing there and their two stomachs are touching each other, it's like Gemara in Bava Metzia. Anyways, I don't want to go too late, even though we don't have a Marv Minyan, unless you finish the daf. But okay, we got pretty much to the end of the daf. Please God, tomorrow we'll do what we did last week. We'll start at 4:10.